The year is 2009, small town Alaska. Alexandria and Jessica, two young native women, are waiting for a memorial to begin.
You ready?
Now?
Yeah?
I don't know, Alex. Maybe we should...
No, we made a promise. Go, now!
They stand up. Alexandria exits. Jessica picks up the urn and turns out to the people gathered for the memorial.
Hello, everyone. I just wanted to say gunach chish for all your kind words. Uncle Charlie was a good dude. Like a father in many ways to many of us. Well, it's real good to see all of your faces. Honestly surprised to see a few of you here. It's so good on you for that. Let's see. I guess if everyone could just, like, lower their head and close their eyes.
Keep going.
I'm pausing. Okay, sweet. It is times like this. Let us remember the good book and passage John Paul the Third. Stanza, line 17. Oh God, you're so great. Please pasteurize forth the brethren wolves in glory. Amen. Amazing grace, how sweet the smell that saves a wrench for me. Miss Williams, if you could, like, take over and lead the song.
Jessica exits. Shift to Alexandria, on a beach getting into a boat. On the side of the canoe is the name Yao, which means herring in Tlingit. Jessica approaches the boat with the urn.
Hurry up, herring. Not gonna be slack tied much longer. If the tide comes back in, we're friggin' screwed. Always taking your time.
Gah, settle down. What, do you want me to slip? Spill this stuff all over the place? See, then we'd be screwed.
I'm pretty sure it's impossible for you to tip over with them bow legs of yours.
Like, seriously? Getting personal now, huh, cuz? Jeez, see what you almost made me do? Make me, like, lose my concentration and all. You know I got greasy hands in the first place.
That's because you use Vaseline as lotion. Just get in already. Jeez, take it easy.
Switch! Switch!
Shift to a living room. Alexandria and Jessica are playing a game on a PlayStation 2.
Trust me, you want to stay down.
Get up. Come on! Get up! There we go. There we go! Oh, don't count me out! I'm back, baby! Oh, she's wearing her out. She's wearing her out! Boom shakalaka!
Oh, no, 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 no!
Too late, little girl. You're sleeping. Nighty-night. Here we go. 7, 8, 9. Dude, what the heck?
Doesn't count. That was a computer glitch. Not messing up my perfect record for that weak sauce loss.
Weak sauce? Bull. Okay, fine. Like, let's do it again.
Like, fire it up then, herring.
Who's who?
Jeez, scared me, Uncle. Really acting spooky standing in the dark like that.
Hey, those are my Pringles.
Oh, niece, you're a good provider. Gonna cheese.
I'm the one on the right with the sideburns and the red trunks. Herring's on the left about to get knocked out.
Southpaw, Jess?
Yeah.
You ain't a southpaw, though, are you, Jess?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are a southpaw, or yeah, you ain't a southpaw?
Yeah.
Jeez, Jess, you need a hearing aid or something?
Herring eggs? Wait, like, you say you got some herring eggs? Because that'll make up for the Pringles.
And she's back.
You know who the best boxer of all time was?
Yeah, Muhammad Ali.
Iron Mike?
Lennox Lewis?
Grandpa?
No. Now, just because your grandpa could punch, that doesn't make him a boxer. His name was Jack Johnson.
Who?
You girls! You never heard of Jack Johnson? Oh, that's too bad. You see, to me, Jack Johnson, he's like Ali before Ali. He's the embodiment of strength, of klatzin. And physically, he was strong. That was obvious. But you can have all the power in the world, and it don't mean nothing if you don't have the mind and spirit to lift you up as well. Yeah, it's like if one of the legs, it's like a stool on the, one of the legs starts to get weak and loose, it's only a matter of time before the chair collapses beneath you. You'll be on your butt before you know it. One of the things that made Jack Johnson so dominant was how he'd outsmart his opponents. He'd just sit back and let his opponents punch themselves out, then boom, knock them out. People ain't seen that before. Some people called him names because of that, called him a coward, but nah, that wasn't it. He was just a smart fighter. What made him really stand out, though, was his strength of spirit. The dude grew up in a time where black and white people couldn't fight each other. In the ring, I mean. Couldn't even spar. So what did Jack Johnson do? He taunted them. He taunted them and embarrassed them in front of everyone, called them out. Then, when they had had enough and agreed to fight him, he would knock them out. All the world would be on his opponent's side, and he would lay him flat as a halibut on the mat. America wasn't ready for a black man to be world champion. Everywhere he went, there were riots and name-calling and all that. Jack didn't care. Jack just kept on fighting and knocking people out. Huh? No breaking his spirit. Jack Johnson was strength, pure strength, klatzin. Without him, you wouldn't have Ali or Tyson or Lennox Lewis. Sure, they were all bigger, meaner, faster, but if they fought in his days, they'd all eventually lay down. Jack Johnson would break their mind, their body, and their spirit.
I don't think Jack Johnson is in this game. Okay, I need a break.
No time for a break. We still have a long way to go yet.
I know. But we ain't gonna make it if we keep this frickin' pace. Here, I brought some snacks. Want some beef jerky?
No.
Think folks will be mad when they, like, figure out we took him?
Don't care. Don't know. Pick up your paddle, Herring.
Ugh, fine. Oh yeah, I forgot. I brought some tunes for us. Inspirational music to keep us going, like pure moods and Enya type stuff.
Please change this friggin' song or your iPod's going swimming. No. Click. No. No. Herring, just stop. Look. Better sit down, Jess. Hang on and keep that VHF handy.
Now, you feel the weight bounce off the bottom, right?
I think so.
Now, keep slowly bouncing it. Then, you'll feel a nibble. Then, another. Then, just as you think they bit, pull that sucker apart!
Why don't we, like, just fish close to the shore? In town? There's salmon running in the river there, and we wouldn't have to paddle halfway to, like, who knows where to get some fish.
I don't want those fish. Leave those fish for the people who aren't lucky enough to have a seaworthy vessel like this one here. I like halibut more than salmon anyway. Besides, I've caught salmon jigging for halibut too, you know, big ones. Not like the ones in the river. Can't just settle for any old fish. Gotta be the right one. Worth your time and effort.
Plenty of fish in the sea, right? Is that why you, like, ain't never had a girlfriend, Uncle? Waiting for the right fish then, huh?
It's something like that. Like I said, I prefer the fish I prefer, and maybe the fish I prefer don't swim up the same stream as everyone else. Maybe the fish I prefer don't swim around here too often. Never mind me. I got you kids to look after anyway. Tlingit tradition says I gotta take care of you. Usually supposed to be an auntie teaching you about these girl things, and I'm supposed to teach boys about boy things. But I ain't got no nephews, and you ain't got no aunties, so here we are. I just know what I know, so I teach you about that. Speaking of which, what the heck are you doing with that poor halibut? You just follow the line that nature already put there. See, you feel that? That's the spine, and see there, that's the guts. Don't cut that. And the spine, you see there? Just follow the line on the spine. Gotta take your time, do it right. You hear? You can't just start hacking away at it. This animal gave its life for you. Beautiful, powerful fish.
Not sure about beautiful, Uncle.
Yeah, halibuts look like God accidentally dropped a fish from heaven, then it splatted on the ground, and God was like, whoops, oh well, just like throw it down to the bottom of the ocean. Nobody'll see it down there. And then I'm here, like, feeling up second base, trying to figure out where to cut it for dinner.
Yeah. I guess it isn't beautiful in your traditional sense. It certainly ain't no tropical fish that people will admire for its looks, but you have to admire its courage and its power. Yeah, these ones here, they're just tiny. Chickens, we call them. The big ones, they certainly ain't chickens. Little ones just, you know, they take a quick pop, and then they just lay there. Big ones take a lot more. Some people bring guns and shoot them. I still club them. It evens out the fight, gives the halibut a fighting chance. People call me crazy for not shooting the big one. Says they'll sink my canoe. Maybe they will, whatever. People call me crazy for less. I've killed many fish in my life, girls. When I'd die. I want to go back down to the bottom of this fishing hole. Balance out all the lives I took.
Oh, crap. I think I got one.
Set the hook! Set the hook! Keep the tip up! Hang on! Don't slow down. Dig down deep. Fight! Hang on and fight!
Hang on, Jess.
Let's turn around, Alex. We might be able to outrun the storm. At least until we find a place to hide for the night.
We made a promise, Jess. We owe it to him. You think he'd turn around right now? Hell no. Not Uncle Charlie.
Hang on, Alex. Don't you quit on me, girl. Holy smokes, I see him down there, Alexandria. Don't give up.
We don't owe him a freaking thing. How do you think he would feel if we both, like, died on his behalf?
If anything, this is a test, Jessica. This is a test, huh, Uncle? You're gonna test us with a little rain and some waves? Well, screw you! Bring it on!
The halibut is stiffened up now, Alexandria, real hard now! But don't think you're close to being done! Just when you think he's quit on you, he'll thrash around and dive and pull even harder! Strength in desperation!
What we're doing right now is suicide! Look, I loved Uncle Charlie as much as anyone else, but if we die right now, how does that make us any different from him? Huh?
You're right, Jess. If we die, it would be suicide. But we are stronger than that. We owe it to him to fight right now. He was more a dad than you or me ever knew. You're right. Uncle Charlie gave up and drowned himself. That was him giving up. He quit on himself. He quit on us.
Sometimes it takes hours, a battle of will. Then when all hope is lost, the halibut gives in, accepts his fate, gives up.
Mayday! Mayday! This is the proud sea canoe Yao. We're at, near Uncle Charlie's secret fishing spot. Like, Halibut Bay, maybe? Near Piper Island. That's right, we're near Piper Island in Fish Bay.
He knew this wouldn't be easy. That's why he asked us to paddle here. If he would have asked our moms, they would have taken a skiff or plane. Put down that radio now and pick up that paddle, cousin. This isn't just about Uncle anymore.
I imagine the mighty halibut doesn't feel any fear at this point. I imagine it's a sense of relief. He just gave his last dive, then, exhausted, he is slowly pulled upwards. A reckoning is upon him. Euphoria.
Helicopter.
Repeat that? I couldn't hear you. Mayday. Mayday. Ah, screw it.
We owe Uncle every bit of our strength. He was strong for us when nobody else was. It's our family's debt. We have to restore balance. For when my stepdad hit Mom, Uncle gave me his strength. When your dad passed away, Uncle gave you his strength. When Grandpa lost the family's boat, Uncle gave us all his strength. He never asked for anything. Never. Never let anyone know that maybe he needed strength. With every stroke of this paddle, we will pay him back, clear this debt, and relieve him of the burdens he took on.
Remember the stool at this point, Alexandria. You need all three legs. You look at its eyes before striking him. You look right down. into the monster's eyes and flex your power. You will see his stool is gone, body stiff and weak. That's one leg gone. Mind numb, that's another leg.
Holy crap, Alex. This is Fishing Spot. We're like almost there.
Teachers all gave up on me. My mom gave up on me. Dad gave up on me. Everyone gave up on me. Not you, Uncle. Just when I was about to give up on myself, end it then and there, you told me to keep fighting, prove everyone wrong. But here you couldn't even take your own advice. Maybe the old me would have turned around right now. Not anymore. Go ahead. Send the biggest waves, the strongest winds, the hardest rains. But I am laying you down where you belong. Below the commotion of waves, you will rest easy at the bottom of the bay.
The halibut's eyes don't see fear like most animals. They look at you in your strength, in admiration. No, the last leg of the halibut's chair won't tremble before breaking. You just see the confounded soul of a creature who has given it their all. Only then.
Rest easy now. Iguayaquan.
Only then do you appease him from his life.